Mark well my heavy, doleful tale, you loyal lovers all, and deedfully bear in your breast a gallant lady's fall. Long was she wooed ere she was won to lead a wedded life, for folly wrought her overthrow before she was a wife. Too soon, alas, she gave consent to yield unto his will, though he protested to be true and faithful to her still. She felt her body altered quite, her bright hue waxed pale, her fair red cheeks turned color white, her strength began to fail, so that with many a sorrowful sigh this beauteous maiden mild, with grievous heart perceived herself to be conceived with child. She kept it from her father's sight as close might be, and so put on her silken gown, none might her swelling see. Unto her lover secretly she did herself betray, and walking with him hand in hand these words to him did say. Behold, said she, a maid's distress my love brought to thy bow. Behold, I go with child by thee, but none thereof doth know. The little babe springs in my womb to hear the father's voice. Let it not be a bastard called, sith I made thee my choice. Come, come, my love, perform thy vow and wed me out of hand. Oh, leave me not in this extreme, in grief always to stand. Think on thy former promise made, thy vows and oaths each one. Remember with what bitter tears to me thou madest thy moan. Convey me to some secret place and marry me with speed, or with thy rapier end my life ere further shame proceed. Alas, my dearest love, quoth he, my greatest joy on earth, which way can I convey thee hence without a sudden death? Thy friends, they be of high degree, and I of mean estate. Full-hearted it is to get thee forth out of thy father's gate. Dread not thyself to save my fame, and if thou taken be, myself will step between the swords and take the harm on me. So shall I scape dishonor quite, if so I should be slain. What could they say but that true love did work a lady's bane? And not fear any further harm, myself will so devile, that I will go away with thee unseen of mortal eyes. Disguised like some pretty page, I'll meet thee in the dark, and all alone I'll come to thee hard by my father's park. And there, quoth he, I'll meet my love, if God do lend me life, and this day month without all fail I will make thee my wife. Then with a sweet and loving kiss they parted presently, and at their parting brinished tears stood in each other's eye. At length she wished the day was come whereby this lovely maid, with lovely eyes and strange attire, for her true lover stayed. When any person she espied come riding o'er the plain, she thought it was her own true love, but all her hopes were vain. Then did she weep and sore bewail her most unhappy state. Then did she speak these woeful words when succorless she sat. O false, forsworn, and faithless wretch, disloyal to thy love, hast thou forgot thy promise made, and wilt thou perjured prove? And if thou now forsaken me in this my great distress, to end my days in open shame, which thou mightst well redress, were worth the time I did believe that flattering tongue of thine. Would God that I had never seen the tears of thy false eye. And thus with many a sorrowful sigh homeward she went again, No rest came to her watery eyes, she felt such bitter pain. In travel strong she fell that night with many a bitter throe. What woeful pang she felt that night doth each good woman know. She called up her waiting maid that lay at her bed's feet, who, musing at her mistress' woe, did straight begin to weep. Weep not, said she, but shut the door and windows round about. Let none bewail my wretched case, but keep all persons out. O mistress, call your mother dear, of women you have need, and of some skillful midwife's help the better you may speed. Call not my mother for thy life, nor call no women here. Though midwife's help comes now too late, my death I do not fear. With that the babe sprang in her womb, no creature being nigh, and with a sigh that broke her heart, this gallant dame did die. This living little infant young, the mother being dead, resigned his new received breath to him that had him made. Next morning came her lover true, affrighted at this news, and he for sorrow slew himself, whom each one did accuse. The mother with the newborn babe were both laid in one grave. Their parents, overcome with woe, no joy of them could have. Take heed, you dainty damsels, all of flattering words beware, and of the honor of your name have you a special care. Too true, alas, the story is, as many one can tell, by others' harms learn to be wise, and thou shalt